Good afternoon. Sorry we're a little late. The Committee on Ethics and Elections will come to order. Administrative Assistant, please call the roll.
Chair Pasadena.
Here.
Senator Grimsley. Senator Bean.
Here.
Senator Brennan. Senator Lee. Senator Rodriguez. Senator Torres. Quorum present, Madam Chair.
Thank you. Please silence electronic devices. Anyone wishing to speak, please turn in an appearance card and your position will be noted in the record. Okay, we're going to start out by taking up tab 13, SB 508 on voting systems by Senator Gaynor. Senator Gaynor, you are recognized to explain the bill. I turned it off on you. I'm sorry. I want to save electricity.
The purpose of this bill is to clarify, allow an alternate procedure for election recounts, validations, which would streamline the process. It increases the speed in which recounts and validations are completed. It improves the security of the ballots by eliminating excess physical handling of ballots. It provides greater transparency by providing a means for the public to view ballot images and their resolution by the canvassing board. The procedures outlined are voluntary. No county will be required to use this alternate procedure. The Division of Elections prior to its use must approve any system used. And that's the bill.
Thank you, Senator Gaynor. Are there any questions on the bill? No questions. We have a number of appearance cards. We're going to start with Carrie Silver, representing Clear Ballot. You recognize. Waves in support. Mark Anderson, Bay County Supervisors of Elections. You are recognized.
Good afternoon, Madam Chair and members of the committee. My name is Mark Anderson, Bay County Supervisor of Elections, and I would like to take a moment to thank Senator Gaynor and Latvala for their support and bringing this good bill forward. I would also like to thank you, Madam Chair, for hearing this bill in committee today. Allowing this bill does nothing more than add another layer of protection to the voters and candidates of Florida. Using the current audit process in election validation recounts would be exactly that. The paper ballot still is present and usable. However, an audit system allows more to view the actual ballots with less risk and damage to the paper ballot. Using the audit system would document each canvassing board decision and the result of a manual recount that requires voter intent decisions. I've been involved in many recounts in the 16 years that I have served Bay County voters. Since 2009, I've been involved in the audit validation process. I know from experience that an approved audit system can do an election validation recount with a very high confidence level requiring transparency, efficiency of time, cost, accuracy, and security. I do understand the caution that some may have. It is possible that a clear understanding of what this bill is and the improvement that it carries has not been made clear or experienced. Competition vendor issues are also a concern. I do not need or want another voter tabulation system to use in election validation recounts. I need an independent audit system approved for election validation recounts that is state certified and state rule guided. In 2016 general election District 2 congressional race recount, the conduct of election report submitted by my canvassing board judge, canvassing board member, and myself recommended that the audit process be allowed for this use in the future. In closing, this is an option and only allows each supervisor to choose if it is right for their county. No supervisor of elections in the state of Florida opposes Senate Bill 508. The Secretary of State has expressed no opposition to this bill. This bill has no financial impact unless the supervisor of elections in their county chooses. Please vote in favor of this good bill.
Thank you for your testimony.
Madam Chair, may I ask a question?
Yes.
Mr. Anderson from Bay County, word on the street is that you are a veteran and a SEAL. Just want to know if that's true.
If I told you, sir, you know the rest of the line. Madam Chair, I'm sorry, I wasn't ready.
That's quite all right.
Yeah, I was going to vote for the bill. I just want to salute you. I know you are a veteran. You're a Navy SEAL. That's no easy feat. Thank you for your service, my friend. Thank you very much.
Okay, thank you for your service and your testimony. Next up, Mark Farley, Leon County, Supervisor of Elections. You recognize?
Good afternoon, Madam Chair. I too would like to thank Senator Gaynor and Senator Latvala for sponsoring this bill. And Madam Chair, I'd like to thank you for allowing this to come forward. My job as a supervisor of elections is to continue to improve voter trust in elections. I've been working in elections for 30 years, and I've found the best way to do that is to bring added transparency to the process and help validate the accuracy of elections. This bill gives us another method to do that. As Supervisor Anderson said, this is an optional process. It's a very open, visual process. This process allows us to use state-certified and independent technology to quickly find and examine the paper ballots themselves that need to be reviewed in close elections. It allows us to quickly and efficiently find those needles in a haystack that are so important to be reviewed during close elections, and that's the crux of recounts. Again, there's been, I think, some misunderstanding that maybe this is transferring from a paper process to a digital process. It's absolutely not that. This allows the paper ballots to be reviewed in those close elections without the massive paper shuffle that are inherent in current recount procedures. It's a tough deal, a tough process to handle. And with very tight timelines, we have, in a primary election, we have 2 days to count one or potentially more races that might need to be recounted. And if we don't get that done, we then have to use the unrecounted results. But that's the whole point of recounts. We need to get more specific information. Again, it's a very transparent process. It's very efficient. And it's essentially free. It gives free recounts for those counties that have opted to use this audit system. Again, it's optional, but it makes it very efficient and less expensive process. Let me explain how that works. Our scanning and validation process is begun ahead of time. As we're receiving the ballots, we are scanning them through our tabulators, and then we are scanning them through our audit scanners. So the heavy lifting of recounts, which is processing all of these ballots, is done over a long period of time instead of in a big rush at the end of the election. Another good factor about this is that it provides a backup of our paper ballots. As Supervisor Anderson said, after Hurricane Hermine, we had to recount Congressional District 2. We had already scanned in all of our paper ballots, and we had digital images of those that were named so that we could easily find the paper. But if during the hurricane our operations center had been damaged and all of our ballots been destroyed, we had backups of all those paper ballots so that we could, in an emergency, use that as our recount process. And in closing, I'd just like to say the voters have shown that they want more trust in elections. This process allows that to happen. It's more transparent, and it helps us validate the elections and bring trust to it. So I think Florida continue to be a leader in election transparency and validation. This bill gives us a chance to do that. Thank you very much, and
thank you for your testimony.
Thank you, sir, and Madam Chair.
Thank you. Next up, Marilyn Wells, League of Women Voters. League of Women Voters waves in support. Vicki Cannon, Nassau County Supervisor of Election, waves in support. Ben Wilcox, Common Cause Florida, waves in support. Okay, there are no more appearance cards. Are there any debate on the bill? Seeing no debate, Senator Gaynor, you're recognized to close on your bill. Administrative Assistant, please call the roll on SB 508.
Senator Bean?
Yes.
Senator Brannon? Senator Lee? Senator Rodriguez? Senator Torres? Senator Grimsley? Chair Pasadena?
Yes. By your vote, SB 508 is reported unfavorably. Thank you, Senator Gaynor. It was a tie. Okay, next we're going to take up tabs 1 through 12, confirmation hearing for appointments. Unless the senator requests a separate vote on individual appointees, we'll take up one vote on all these appointees. Are there any questions on the appointees?
Sure, I moved the slate if that motion is in order.
Thank you, Senator Bean. Senator Bean moves to recommend confirmation of all appointees, tabs 1 through 12. Administrative assistant, please call the roll.
Senator Bean?
Yes.
Senator Brannon? Senator Lee? Senator Rodriguez? Yes. Senator Torres? Yes. Senator Grimsley? Chair Pasadena?
Yes.
Favorable.
By your vote, the confirmation of appointees, tabs 1 through 12, is recommended favorably. Is there any other business before the committee? Senator Rodriguez moves we adjourn. Without objection, the meeting is adjourned. Thank you. Thank you.